for robot building supplies. Supply and deliver all the products you need to get the job done right. And for end of financial year Subaru offers, search Subaru Melbourne.
On SEN, Afternoons with Andy Maher.
Ash Brown in the studio after 2 o'clock. We'll pull apart all of the weekend's footy. And of course, you can join us 1300 736 736. Time to talk a bit of cricket, all thanks to Simmons Homes. Build with confidence at Simmons Homes today, thanks to their incredible lifetime structural guarantee. The Aussies too good for Sri Lanka over the weekend. 7 for 334. Let's be honest, the Sri Lankans were never going to chase that down. 247. But Aaron Finch, the star of the show at the top of the order, 153 from 132 deliveries. Steve Smith amongst the runs again with 73, and Glenn Maxwell 46 not out. And then the bowling group, very, very tidy, led by Mitchell Starc, a man who knows a lot about the bowling group, is Trent Copeland, and he joins us on SEN Afternoons. Trent, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, the bowling group in particular, let's start with them. There was a few questions about the way that they would all blend together in this World Cup, but so far, so good.
Yeah, look, well, it helps when you've got arguably the best white ball bowler in world cricket in Mitchell Starc in your lineup. Pat Cummins has probably been one of, if not the best bowler in all forms of cricket over the last 12 to 18 months, probably alongside Jasprit Bumrah from India. So, look, these two guys are leading the way for Australia. I still think we've got some work to do with the rest of our combinations. We've had Nathan Coulter-Nile to start the yep. games at the start of the tournament. He was then left out of the side. Kane Richardson came in for the Pakistan game where it had rained for 3 days and we left our spinners out. And then Jason Berendorf played his first game the other night. So everyone's had a bit of a taste of it. But the big thing for me is needing to get an all-rounder back into our mix. If that's Stoinis healthy, fantastic. If not, then it probably needs to be Mitch Marsh coming straight in and straight into the side.
So you're more of a fan of having that all-rounder at the number six spot to bowl overs as opposed to just playing the extra bowler and bumping Alex Carey up one?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, I think it's been evident our lack of balance in the last couple of games. We are still a bloody good outfit and we'd be good enough to still go on and, I think, challenge to win the tournament. But all of the best one-day teams in the world at the moment, including us, revolve around the structure of dominant frontline bowlers, but also some really, adaptable all-rounders that can be used. You look at England, they have Ben Stokes, they have Wood and Plunkett bowling in the middle overs, and then they have the option of Adil Rashid and Moeen Ali on different conditions if they get stuck with two left-handers at once, for example, things like that. Whereas the last two games, we have asked someone like Glenn Maxwell to be the frontline fifth bowler. And he's capable, no doubt. But if things go wrong, heaven forbid an injury happen in a game, things like that, we just leave ourselves a little bit exposed.
So that third bowler slot, Trent, just go back to that for a second. What is it, a specific type of bowler that we need? Because Berendorf, Richardson, Coulter-Nile, they're three very different bowlers. Is it just purely on form, or does one of them have a skill set that the other doesn't have that you think should put them in a position of advantage?
Well, I think the fact that Pat Cummins is now opening the bowling for Australia has really changed the dynamic in a good way. I think he has absolutely deserved that. But it has challenged someone like Nathan Coulter-Nile to be that guy that comes in maybe when the ball doesn't swing, when he's used to taking the new ball. Yep. And then someone like Jason Berendorf is very much a new ball bowler. And at the end of the innings, is maybe not wanted to be going to him from an Aaron Finch point of view. So Kane Richardson's done well. He's renowned as a death bowler. He's done a fantastic job for, well, the BBL champions, the Renegades, yeah, for so many years. So I think that's one element that might have him with a little leg up on the others as well. If Starc and Cummins aren't, at their best, who is it that can finish an innings for us? You think about last night, Rohit Sharma, Hardik Pandya and Virat Kohli are going in the World Cup semi-final. Who is it that can finish our innings for us? So that's how I would look at it anyway.
Trent Copeland joining us on SEN Afternoons. Should Adam Zampa be a bit nervous at this stage, Trent?
Oh, look, I don't. After all that chat we've just been through there, I really don't think we can win the tournament. as good as we are, I really don't think we can win the tournament without having a frontline spinner in our team. So whether that is Nathan Lyon or whether that is Owen Zampa, I think they both have qualities that I guess lend themselves to being in our best team. And I think one of them needs to be there in the long run.
In terms of the batting lineup, we should take a quick look at that side of the ledger. Sean Marsh and Usman Khawaja, can they, and this might depend, to go back to what you said about the all-round slot, is there a spot for both of them, do you think?
I mean, probably not, given a fit all-rounder in the squad in Stoinis. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because both of them have been fantastic the last 18 months. And I think really deserve their spot, not only in the squad, but in the team this tournament. So it's a tough one. It's a good problem to have for the Australian staff. And, I mean, hopefully we get to a combination where the top order are absolutely killing it at the moment. And I think teams out there will be looking at us thinking, wow, it's ominous with Finch going 150, Warner that big 100 in tough conditions after being sent in against Pakistan, and Steve Smith just doing what he does. I mean, he changed the momentum of that game the other night in the blink of an eye.
You might have seen a bit of David Warner in his time away. He did a bit of training with New South Wales. I know you had a bit on your plate over the summer as well with your Channel 7 stuff. But did you see anything different with Davey, I guess you could call it, the second time around, about the way that he approaches an innings or the way that he was batting at the time?
Not really, but the thing that I've seen in both he and Steve, and look, I've got no doubt that Cameron Bancroft was the same, was that it just lit a little fire inside of them. I've said this a few times on radio and on the telly coverage, is they just look like, I mean, they're world-class players. Smith and Warner are top five batters in world cricket at the best of times. But then this has really given that little bit of extra motivation. You imagine the best athletes out there, they're already good enough. They already have that internal motivation. And now this has been, you know, first foray back into international cricket is a World Cup. And they've, you know, had 12 months to set their sights on this. And it's no surprise to me, they're absolutely killing it.
Are we down to four in terms of who can win it? Obviously, we're in the mix. India are in the mix. They're impressive. Again, England and New Zealand. Can anyone come from outside of that bracket?
I'll be honest, I don't think so. the weather will play havoc, as it has done a little bit already.
What a shock.
I really wish we got to see, I really wish we got to see India v England in the round games. India v New Zealand. It was a complete washout. And that really would have given us a good benchmark on how that really sits and who's in the better form or better shape. But I would say West Indies are the only team that could pop their head up if they clicked at the right time of the tournament. They're certainly capable. I mean, Chris Gayle could get 150 off 45 balls. he could do anything. So you just never know. But I think the top four are pretty set in stone, with South Africa not having AB de Villiers, Dale Steyn injured, things like that. I think that they'll be the guys in the semi-finals.
Trent, always love hearing your views on the game. Really appreciate your time, and thanks for the chat this afternoon.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much.
Trent Copeland joining us on SEN. Of course, our World Cup Now coverage will continue tonight when Bangladesh take on the West Indies. That game from 7:30 on SEN Plus, or of course on the app as well via World Cup Now. If you're just catching up with the score from overnight as well, India beat Pakistan pretty comfortably. 5 for 336 they made. Pakistan falling short. The game was once again hampered by rain. They made 6 for 212 under the Duckworth-Lewis system. Rohit Sharma, 140. Virat Kohli, 77, were the chief run scorers for India. For Pakistan, they got a couple of starts. Imad Wazim made 46, not out. Babar Azam, 48, and Fakhar Zaman, 62. But outside of that, not a lot there for them. We'll come back and wrap up the hour after this.